93.7, the River City's new classic rock, Dog and Joe Show. I just saw this. I didn't know that this has been going on. So if you have any details or info that you can help with the conversation, please, 766-9370. California lawmakers, they approved a bill requiring pet stores to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits from shelters or rescue operations. So This is a pet shop, say, out at the mall. Not that I've seen a pet store at the mall in quite some time, but you go to pet stores, okay? The state wants to force them to sell dogs, cats, and rabbits from shelters, okay? Now, more than 30 counties in California already do this. What the state wants to do is make it statewide. If a pet store is caught selling a pet, okay, that isn't from a shelter or from a rescue, like an SPCA or any of those type places, they could be fined $500.
Wow, really?
They want to fine them.
Awesome.
The reason that they're banning the pet stores from selling animals from non-shelters is so they can clean out the puppy mills and all the mass breeding operations.
Horrible, horrible deals going on with this puppy mills.
I haven't seen a pet store that sells like dogs and cats, and I don't know how long, so I didn't know this was going on.
Well, there's Pet Smarts and stuff like that. I mean, I just don't know. I haven't seen one in the mall either forever.
Remember, they used to have a thing called Scamps.
Yep.
They used to sell these puppies and cats and all this stuff and turtles. And all these puppy mills and puppy breeders and all this stuff came on. And we saw the conditions they lived in. You know,
horrible.
They got them, boxes and crates and all this stuff. But is this good?
Yeah, it's good. You kidding me? These rescued animals, it gives them a second shot at life? Absolutely.
Okay, but when you go in, this is my point with this. This is why it bothers me. And I know Joe. Joe's had multiple animals that he's adopted.
Yeah.
And I think adoption's great. I know the pet population's growing. I know there's a ton of dogs that euthanize daily. That's awful. But do you want to go into, say, a Kohl's? Do you want to go to a Nordstrom? And do you want to buy clothes that have come from Goodwill? And should the state force a Nordstrom or a Kohl's to sell so many pants or shirts from Goodwill? Is that fair?
I would say in the aspect that the clothes are still good. A lot of people give clothing to Goodwill. That's still really nice clothing.
Yeah, I've bought stuff
at Goodwill.
So if it's
still really nice and looks new, sure.
Yeah, but why can't the store owner say what it is he or she sells?
Well, in this predicament with the pet stores, they don't want them getting them from the puppy mills and the places like that because the animals are abused.
Okay, but
horribly inbred. It's awful.
But what the state is doing is forcing the people that want to own pets to own certain kinds of pets. Like me, I've got two standard poodles.
Pets that need love, yeah.
Yeah, but what if I want a pet that needs love or I want to give love to it, but I want a certain breed? Why shouldn't the pet store be allowed to sell whatever they want?
Because they're not clean breeds anymore. You can find some reputable breeders here and there, but 80% of them, they're no good.
Well,
they're all inbred, and that's the reason these animals have bad hips and breathing issues. Bred the beauty out of the animals.
If that's the case, though, you're going to have to buy one that's been rescued. So now you're getting a dog that's been damaged, possibly, or abused. That's also not pure.
But you don't know just how much love those animals give back to you once you rescue them and adopt them from these places. The hell that they've been through, especially if you take one that was forgotten or left behind by its horrible Satan-worshipping owners that would leave it in a flood zone.
Yeah, we talked about that in Florida. They want to charge people with felonies for those who left their pets behind in the flood.
Demonic.
Or the hurricane.
And they need a good home to go to. They need a family that wants to love them and care about them. I think it's a great idea.
I get that, but what about a family that wants a specific breed, like me? I want a standard poodle. I'm not going to find one in a shelter. They just don't come up. You don't find certain dogs at shelters. What you have is a lot of the same dogs or a lot of dogs that are mixed.
True. That is true.
So why should I have to get a rescue dog when you can go somewhere else to get the rescue dogs as it is?
Well, you can get the dogs that you got didn't come from a store. You went to the breeder itself to buy the animal.
Yes, I did.
And you did a lot of research on that. And that's where we found out that a lot of these puppy mills and stuff were doing horrible things to dogs. So you went to a tried and true tested one and did your research on it. That you didn't get that from a pet store.
No, I didn't, but I wish that I could have. You know, I wish I didn't have to drive up, you know, an hour past Chico to go buy my dog. I wish I could have went into the, you know, Galleria or down somewhere on, you know, Fulton. I wish I could have gone somewhere close and I had the option and the variety. I just think that it's forcing people to do something that they shouldn't be forced to do. I think people should be allowed to give people that option of getting different breeds. 766-9370.
It's not to say that a standard poodle, which is what dog owns, would not come through. I mean, I know that they're expensive. They're like a Mastiff and things like that, or a Rhodesian. They're
no,
nice
they're not.
Pricey
they're not.
Dogs.
They're better. They're not. They're better.
But that's not to say they couldn't come through there.
You could
find a legitimate standard full-bred poodle.
You can, but it's tough. There's certain breeds that just don't end up in shelters. There's just certain dogs that don't. You won't find a lot of dogs that are out there.
Typically, highly sought-after dogs you're not going to find in shelters, but a variation of them.
I don't want a variation. That's what I'm saying.
Who needs a purebred?
I want a purebred dog. If that's what I want, I should be allowed to buy it.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
It's like going to a used car lot. You go to a used car lot to buy what? A used car. Why should I go down to a new car lot and be forced to buy a used car?
Well, that's a smart choice when buying a car, is to buy one that's not brand new.
It is. I'm not going to buy a new car, but I'm saying if I want one, I shouldn't be forced to buy a used car. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, your analogies are ridiculous. We're talking about love and life.
I understand what we're talking about, but Rob, welcome. What's up?
Well, I thought this was a discussion about, you know, Sabres and all those Goodwill stuff, but now I hear it's about dogs and shelters and stuff like that. Every animal that I've gotten from my family has been from the shelters, adopted, rescued, best animals in the world. But yeah, you're right, dog. If you want a purebred, you got to go find it, and they're not generally going to be at the pound or wherever they're going to be.
They're just not. And I hate is the state stepping in and forcing business owners, people that want to make money and sell dogs. I don't think they should be forced to sell all these shelter dogs.
You know why this bill or this rule or this law is being implemented or put in place is because they need homes for them. They need these animals to have someone show them love.
Okay.
They were neglected, and it's horrible. The stories are horrible that we're hearing. And
I know
there are a lot of families that I would be a family that would take in an animal like that.
Okay, so then let's do this, because I thought that this would be coming. Someone would bring that up. Let's make it more affordable. And we have friends all over at different shelters. We've talked to them. They come in on the show. I love what they do. I love the fact that you can go out and adopt an animal, but let's be honest, it's not as affordable and easy as it should be. I think the state should step in and make it more affordable. They talk about affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want cheaper housing, cheaper fuel. Why not make it easier to adopt these animals so that population will be absorbed and adopted? They got to do an apartment check. They got to check out where you live. They want to make sure the family's good. It costs a lot of money. You know, it's upwards of, what, $150, $200?
Can be. To adopt, depending
on the animal. I mean, let's make it easier to get these animals out of the shelter to the people.
$150, $200, though. You go to buy any dog from a breeder, you're paying 3, 4, 5, 6 times that.
Yeah, you are. And if you're just solely looking at the cost, chances are it's probably not a good option for you to buy an animal.
The fact
money is the factor.
They're selling purebred animals for that amount of money is what's ridiculous.
That's America, though. If people are going to pay it and that's what they want, fork it over.
Really? Thousands of dollars for a dog?
Sean, welcome.
Hi there. How's it going, dog? How's it going, Joe?
Hey, Sean.
Hey, so I was just, I was calling in to talk about how you compared the dogs to, say, an old clothing as, say, a Kohl's. And I just think the major difference there is you're dealing with a living, breathing being.
Thank you, Sean.
I understand that it's an animal and that it's different. I'm just trying to make an analogy of how people shop when they go to buy things.
He also compared it to old used cars.
Right, right. And, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but I just think our economy just being driven so much on commodities, I just think that you should... I like the law because I think it starts treating dogs like, you know, like they are, like a living, breathing animal, as we are, and that humans and our wants shouldn't necessarily come before life.
I like this guy a lot.
I cool. I don't, because it's not my fault that people have bred irresponsibly or abandoned animals. I just like the fact that in America we have a choice and it's not mandated by the state. I think that it's great.
You have a choice. You can have a choice of any of those shelter dogs. They're not all the same.
No, but I might want a bred dog. I might want to get something from a breeder or something that's It's tough, and I understand what people are saying. I know these are living, breathing creatures. I just don't think that the store should be forced to sell those and be fined if they don't.
You got a purebred dog that was supposed to be the coolest, smartest dog on the planet, and you still had to electrocute him, put the voltage to his neck to get him to do what you want. No. I mean, if you get you a good, loving shelter dog, you don't need to do that.
Oh, really? Really? Because I've seen a couple of your dogs come over my house, really.
And look at the amazing tricks they can do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, how'd you teach that one dog to poop all over your house? Would you show me how to do that?
She was abused.
Okay.
She had some. She's mentally deficient.
Could you teach me how to teach Chester the Standard Poodle how to scratch on screens? Could you teach that trick?
Well, that's so people that are hard of hearing can let them in.
Yeah. No, you're not going to get me there, no. I'm not saying shelter dogs are any dumber or lesser animals. I just want the choice. And I didn't know that this was going on or that this law even existed.
I like it.
It sounds a bit crazy. So we'll post the story up. If you haven't heard, you want to read more about it, 93.7theriver.com. Hold on.